Let's go to the business news now with Kim Savage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are those markets looking this morning?
Wall Street down across the board this morning as investors have sold off high-flying growth stocks. We've seen the Dow down about 0.4% this morning. The NASDAQ adding to yesterday's steep losses, dropping more than 2% this morning so far. S&P 500 on track to fall for a sixth straight day and its longest losing streak since this time last year, down more than 0.75% at the moment. Our own top 50 index, it starts the day down 37 points at its second consecutive negative session, 0.3% lower at 12,389. On the currency markets, the New Zealand dollar at 73.3 US and 92.8 Australian. Of course, markets poised, watching for the Reserve Bank's first monetary statement of the year this afternoon.
Yes, and in terms of banks, there is a report out today showing they have taken a hit in terms of their bottom line from the pandemic.
Yes, so KPMG's latest look at the banking sector shows it has suffered its biggest financial hit in a decade, with profits falling 28% and the amount set aside for bad debts nearly quadrupling to $1.5 billion. So expenses were up and banks' margins were down, with a slight lift in lending. The firm's head of banking, John Kensington, says the strength of the economic rebound may mean the hit to banks may not be as bad as feared.
Perhaps some banks will now start to look at their levels of provision and whether or not they might have taken too much for what has transpired so far. Now, that doesn't mean that the situation can't get worse. It equally can get better, of course.
And we'll hear more from John Kensington at 10 to 7.
Retirement village operator Somerset's ambitious building targets for 2021. Now, they're going to depend on blockages in the construction sector.
Yes, so the company is looking to ramp up the development of new units after COVID-related disruptions saw it revise down its forecast for 400 units down to about 350. But the strength of its annual underlying profit, which dipped 7%, was a surge in sales of new and existing units. Somerset Chief Executive Julian Cook says it's planning to build between 500 and 550 new units this year, but that will be challenging.
It's availability of contractors and it is, to an extent, supply shortages. We have not been had any of our deliveries delayed because of supply shortages, but there's certainly having to be a lot of work going to ordering early, stockpiling and other things to ensure that we're not affected.
That was the Somerset Chief Executive Julian Cook there, and I'll be back with more business news shortly, plus an update on the numbers from Wall Street.